This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Christopher Swan is an architect, writer, and lover of railroads, who is often called a visionary by those who admire his work and ideas. One of those people is David Vasquez, a transportation consultant, professor, and computer graphics specialist who was so inspired by Swan's concept for a carbon-free passenger train that he wrote his own book about it, which he called Mr. Swan's Big Idea.
The premise of this book is that America's ready for a comeback to rail, big time. When you really look at what railways can do, both generically, just what exists today, and then what a new paradigm railway system would look like, the time is perfectly ripe for it right now.
The new type of train that Swan envisions would be powered by a combination of solar panels and hydrogen fuel cells, with solar photovoltaic panels incorporated into the tracks themselves.
Each railroad tie has 3 square feet of photovoltaic panel on it. And if you do the math, for a linear mile of track, that comes out to over 12,000 square feet. That means you can get a fourth to a third of your energy to run the whole train system just from the railroad ties. Then if you add in solar panels at the stations, and then also small solar farms scattered along the route, you can get all of it. We did the math, and the preliminary estimate we came up with was around 1 football field per train car. And if you stretch that out along track, it doesn't really amount to much.
The solar electricity is then transmitted by underground wires to the stations along the tracks, where it is used to produce hydrogen. The hydrogen is then used on board the train cars to power them.
A fuel cell takes hydrogen and turns it into electricity. You put the hydrogen in a tank on the train, and then you reconvert it back into electricity. The only thing that's emitted is 100% pure drinking water. You'd have a 100% clean way of propelling the train.
Unlike existing electric trains, this new sun train, as Vasquez calls it, would neither require overhead wires nor a high-voltage third rail between the weight-bearing tracks. In fact, some portions of the line could be created to have almost no visual presence on the land, by using what Swan has termed landscape tracks.
All you see is the rails. You'd see a grassy field with rails going through. The railroad ties are buried under a geotextile fabric, and then you've got plants growing on top of that. It would just greatly reduce what it looks like to see train tracks going through a place.
The technologies to do all this already exist, Vasquez says. What's needed is an uprising of public will to act on the idea.
A lot of times people assume that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, based on the idea that the more desirable something sounds, the less viable it is. I'd like to argue with that because I think that with the internet, miracles are possible. And in some cases, the more desirable something sounds, the more viable it actually is. And so that's what addresses those issues is, you know, how would you get a movement like this going? The first thing you have to do is just focus on how desirable it would be and how many problems it would solve.
And that's good because the time frame in which to make it happen is ominously short.
This thing has to be done in 15 years to have the impact that we need it to have. And to anybody who's familiar with the transit business, that sounds completely out of the question. But there are lots of examples of projects that happened in a fraction of a time they thought it would take because there was a need. The Kuwaiti oil fires were one. The freeway overpass rebuild in Oakland after that tanker fire was another.
There is also the question of cost. Deployed on a broad scale, Vasquez says a network of sun trains would require an investment comparable to the funds that were needed to build the nation's interstate highway system. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.